This is the second part to continue the Dharma talk on the 3rd August 2016. When you believe, then your mind will run out from insertion. In the element of the mind, in the element of Dharma, when it has no more insertion, then it won't take any burden inside. What it has left is the freedom. Muni is the freedom. The mind has the freedom because the mind has the jhana or knowledge. The knowledge then has the freedom. In the Bali word, we call asavakaya yan, which means the knowledge that free from freedom. Oh, sorry, the knowledge that free from defilement, or the knowledge that can extinguish or destroy the defilement. This is the power of Muni, or a person who stays in knowledge, the asavakaya yan. Have you ever tried or feel this in this life? Or you will die for nothing. But it's not die because of stupidity or the ignorance. But actually, you don't have the real intention to do it. You only take Mara to be the master or teacher for you. That's why this earth full of throne and opponent. So listen to the system, then make you practice as one night. You know that the laziness is the blemish in the practice, and the laziness is the big enemy for enlightenment. Why Muni, the enlightened person that stay in the peacefulness, they always praise to a person who have the real intention in practice? Because when you practice, you don't lose anything. But in fact, when you practice, first it makes you enlightenment. The second is make you achieve. The third is make you success. And the fourth one make you have liberation. Have the real freedom and nothing bad inside at all. But if you are lazy, what will you have? Just greed, anger, lust, ignorance, and the wrong view. Therefore, in the practice with the strong effort and practice many nights as the one night, it's worth it for Muni to praise them. And because it makes you get enlightenment, make you success, make you achieve, and make you have the real freedom. The real freedom which free from defilement. The mind it says and dutiful because it has defilement. But when you practice, you get enlightenment, you achieve your success, you have liberation, and then no more defilement inside. So your mind is free, your mind is happy. What is hiding inside your mind is Ariya or Noble or Arahanta. You can open it, you can make it. Or you can be Akina Sova, a practitioner who destroy defilement. It just happened in the same place. It's in the mind. Don't dream or searching for something else outside this pure mind. Just only one night. It's a last night for a person who read to the real peacefulness. If you have the real peacefulness and calmness right now, It will be peace and calm until the day you die. If you are not a slave of conceit and wrong view. Muni, that stay in peacefulness because he can kill the enemy. This enemy is mana or conceit. Conceit is had nothing except the defilement inside. So Muni is very special, but mana or conceit is belong to defilement. But this bone, meat and skin is not defilement, but finally it will be burned. But for mana or conceit, it will keep this mind, rebirth and die again and again, repeat like this. Therefore today, I warn all the monks and nuns and everyone, don't practice like you will have the second night. You only have one night. Just one night only in practice. Don't be in sin, but be happy and joyful. It's only one night that can end all suffering. But the second night will add you more suffering. The first step and the last step is really different. The Buddha come out in the first step and open his eye from the darkness or the fire which burning inside. So therefore I said, you need to clean and clear the fire burning inside, which is happened from lust, from sensual desire. Remove the defilement which is tied and bind in the mind. Destroy lust and sensual desire. Then you will reach to the Muni and stay in one night. No more second night. It's clean brain and purify mind and become the real Buddhist, which can solve the problem in yourself and can solve the problem for the others. Therefore today I want you can solve problem for yourself and you can solve the problem for the others. I want you to teach the world, not the world come to teach you. You don't need a blind person come to guide your way. We need a person who have a good eyes to come to give us the direction. But you need to achieve to be Muni first. Otherwise, you cannot pass. If you still in mana or conceit, you cannot pass from this. And then you will have the second night. It will be very difficult to teach again. That will be satisfied and become enjoyment to stay in defilement. If you understand what I said clearly, and then you can make it end today, then you become Muni, and no more second night. No more ghosts inside your mind, and no more dangerous in the others. And the world is peaceful and happy, the stay in the super mundane world. This could be any level, it doesn't matter which is low or high level. This is the information that I give you today to extinct the mana or conceit, which is the real defilement inside. Okay, now let's do the chanting. And then the monk do the chanting. It's about a practice in one night. And then later, Long Pao Thong Bai give the second Dharma talk. We chanting the Dharma or Sutra because we want to have the noble mind. We chanting because we want to destroy the defilement inside. We chanting because we want to have the Arahant mind and nothing else more than this, not for the other purpose. Don't need to be this level or that level. Don't need to be any knowledge or that kind of jhana. Not about a label, enactment or assumption. Because this body is not about label or enactment, but it's about sick, old, and die. That's all. Even for the mind, just arise and cease, it's not about any label or enactment. So, we don't need to be stupid with this. The duty that you need to do, you should do it right now. About waiting for tomorrow, but you have to do it right now. Because effortless is the thing that you should do it right now. Because who know, maybe the death could come in the next moment. This is the thing that we should take it as the mirror to look inside in your practice in this year. I don't want to see sexual desire or lust inside your brain, because the fire from lust, the fire from anger, the fire from ignorance is burning all the being brain right now. It's like the flame that keep burning all the time. But it's so different from the effort. When you have the effort, it's like the miracle. In Pali word, we call Viriye Tukamajeti. A person who can free from suffering by effortless. You know that? When you have the effort, it can destroy all suffering. It's like in the Buddha, in his previous life, he was born to be Mahachanok. Thus his ship was sinking in the ocean, and he need to swim for 7 days and 7 nights in the ocean. So he keeps swimming to survive. And finally, some deva know it and come to heal him and put him back to the course. For me, I practice and have the strong effort like that. I never get sadness, never get any suffering, because I have the strong effort to make my mind stay in peacefulness. I am not afraid with the dead, because I make sure I am do all the goodness enough. But I am frightened and I am scared in do badness or do sin, even though just thinking. I don't dare to think bad. So therefore, I am not scared to do the goodness. And I don't have any badness inside my mind. So what is the goodness that we have to do? The goodness that we need to do is just make the mind have liberation and make the mind become the noble mind. So just listen. Don't pretend to be the other. Just make your mind become Kina Svajit. It means the mind that free from all defilement. Or make the mind become Arahantajit. The mind of Arahant. It's no more circle of suffering, no more birth, no more death. Could you do that? So what is your problem? What is your condition? What is the problem why you cannot make it? So that's why I want to ask you for today. What is the problem inside why you cannot make it happen. What is the opponent, what is the enemy that keep blocking you? I want to know that many night has passed already, and the other night is coming. What is the problem in that? What is the condition inside? Why you cannot get enlightenment? Who dare to answer my question? If you don't have any problem, if you don't have any condition in your practice, so right now you better to purify your mind to make it completely clean and pure and clear. Make your fine aggregate clean and clear perfectly. If you can not do it, that means you're still in some condition. But you know you are not a dead person. You are breathing. You're still alive. You can make it. Because when you're consuming or taking mindfulness, you know it in that moment that you are not dead. So who are you waiting for? Or what you are waiting for? Why you want to extend the day? Or change the date in the practice? So don't extend, don't change, because you don't know when the date is come. I want to use the Buddha words. Do you have any moment, any second, or any minute that's free from death? Any moment that you're free from death, do you have it or not? In fact, you don't have it. So don't dare to challenge it. Because right now you are dying every second, every moment. So it's better to hurry to practice to make it usefulness from the dead. Change the dead to be immortal, to live comfortable. So what is the problem or what is the condition inside? Why is so hard to teach? Why is so hard to succeed or achieve? Even though by the Buddha or for the Arahant come to teach, it's still so difficult for you. Or you are not a human yet. Or you are not the animals. So who are you? What are you? You just the rock or the brick. Can you end this world and free from torture and suffering and painfulness? Are you really good in that? Could you end the suffering and painfulness in this world? Which is inside the conceit inside your mind. Don't make any condition. Can you do that? What is the problem? Who try to stop you? Who is trying to blocking you from this? Do you have the wind to breathe in and out? And the earth still has at the same. The fire still give you the warmness inside the body. And the water still make you feel cool and flower. And flow in your body. So what is your problem? The four elements is still working at the same for you. So I ask you for the last question. If you still take a risk and open the gate of sin and badness to your mind, for sure you will receive it. You will receive the sin and badness. Do you like it? Every moment in the mind, if you get lost, so that's it, the sin happen. But every moment when you know, this means you enlightened. I don't want you to be blind since the day you were born until the day that you die. You can close and open your eyes, but for the mind can arise and cease. But don't be attached so much. Don't attach in the wrong view that you cannot open or close your eye, or you cannot birth or death. Whether you only believe in the stupid people, why don't you trust yourself? If you are wise enough or smart enough, so you better destroy the enemy by yourself. Don't let me come out to destroy your enemy every day. It's a shame to do that. You better to be smart and sitting under the Bodhi tree. So today is the day to extinguish the mind. Just extinguish the defilement inside, and then it will end everything and make every moment of happy or suffer. Make this kind of moment, make it belong to you, not belong to them. The things that belong to you, you should love them and take care of them. Your eyes, your ears, your body, your six senses. You should love them and take care of them. Don't let the other hurt them. Don't let the other destroy them. So therefore, if you love yourself more than everything in this world, you better don't let the defilement or the conceit happen inside your mind. So listen and understand clearly. Don't let me come back to repeat again and again and again. Because this is defilement. If you teach in the defilement ways, it never ends. When I try to bring your mind out from the darkness, and I stop and solve all the problem and question inside to make it end everything. So now you understand about this. So please receive the burden. This burden is the vedana or the feeling. Receive happy feeling or suffer feeling, glad or sadness or equanimity. From this moment on, even though in the form of woman or in the form of man, and they have feeling, but actually feeling or form is just a label or enactment. You could receive them, but receive vedana or feeling by meditation or samadhi. And don't receive the vedana or feeling with mana or conceit. For vedana feeling or patsa or contact, if you receive them by samadhi or meditation, so this is a general of the Buddha to fight defilement, and it never fall to be slave of defilement. So you can set up the purpose like this. Whatever happen, whenever happen in your six senses, in the body and mind, with the feeling of vedana, but when you receive them with meditation, it's like you set up the best strategy to have the best general to take care and control it. Then you never lost or fall to be the slave of them. Because samadhi or meditation is like a great general who can control or take care of everything inside. So that's why I conclude the two words that if you practice and grow these two kinds of Dharma, Samatha and Vipassana, whoever have these two Dharmas, they will become the Arahant absolutely. And no except, no selection, and not about the merit or Barami that you have. It's like the salt must always have the salty taste, cannot change. So when you understand like this, before you see this feeling, life is happy, this life is suffering, glad or sadness or equanimity feeling, you have to receive it by samadhi or meditation, which means you have to set up your mind first. When your mind set up and stay in stable, no shaking, no moving, that means you stay in samatha, then the five hindrances could not happen in your mind at that moment. When the five hindrances could not happen, then vipassana or practice by the wisdom will arise, and then you can extinguish the ignorance or avijja. So this kind of two practice is become the leaders for getting enlightenment. All every Buddhas and all every Arahant monks, they are the same. They use this kind of Dharma practice. And no different. It's like the ocean or the water inside is have the salty taste. So this is the summarization that I give to you today. I don't want you to come back and repeat to stay in the dirt again and again. It's up to you. It's about yourself, not about the other one. It's individual in this practice. Nobody is stupid than the others, and no one smarter than the others. So this is the summarization that how could you end the suffering? Because of what? And how could you destroy the defilement? Because of what? So because of samadhi or meditation for 50% and vipassana or the wisdom for 50%, totally 100% perfect in the mind, and then no more defilement left inside. So remember, until the day you die, if you don't get enlightenment, but if you get enlightenment, so it's in everything. I don't want to see a dirty person walking around here. This is the medicine from the Buddha, medicine from the Dharma, and medicine from the Sangha. This is the end of everything at here. Don't need to know or don't need to see more than this. It's not your duty to know and see more than this point. Is that heavy or not when you listen and know about this? If it's not heavy, it's light and comfortable, so it's good for you. But if you feel it's heavy, so I can say this is your bad luck. Because meditation is very light. Because the mind stay in stillness and stable. And vipassana, it could make your mind feel very comfortable because it's so bright. It's bright by the wisdom. So when your mind have the peacefulness, stable, and brightness together, so it's end of everything. And you will see that the mind is very light. All the monks, all the Arahant monks and the Buddhas, they just reach to this point, and they stay in this point. and none of them does stay higher than this. Even though the Buddha or Arahant monks in the past or the Buddha or Arahant in the future or the Buddha or Arahant in this present moment, they just stay and reach to this point, that's all. Nothing else more than this. No matter what they write in the textbook, if you can tear or burn this book, then you will see the Dharma, the big books is the mind, and the small book is the body. So these two books is close the way to Nirvana. If you want to be stupid, so keep continue with this book. But if you want to be a smarter, just cut these books. If you want to end, just make it end. But if you don't want, that's your problem. But don't be regret later, and don't come back and complain with everything. I don't want to listen all about this, because you make the danger to yourself and make the danger to the social. That's why they say the poisonous snake is not dangerous as a betrayed friend. So this is the Dharma that I give you today. I want you to change and remove the old things and put the new thing inside. The old things is the defilements, but the new things is the super knowledge or apinya. So hopefully that you will keep practice, because now it has passed for 15 days already in this rain retreat. For what the time have left right now, I want you to keep practice, understand this Dharma, and can go it on the path easier, and don't make or create any trouble for yourself. You just look out for the land or the earth outside. It's every square inches. It is as worth for your life or not. So if you see this earth is beautiful, the wind is beautiful, the fire is beautiful, the water is beautiful, then you better stay in the peacefulness. Don't come back to annoy me. It's better to hurry to make your mind stay in Nirvana. It's absolutely better that you make your mind fall to hell. So from this moment on, keep practice. You don't have the other business to do. Your business is keep practice and keep going. So now, before I end this Dharma talk, I want to explain about the business or the duties that the monk should do. There are two kinds of monks. One monk is the monk that they are still practicing, and the other monk is the monk who have enlightened and become the noble monk. So please understand this. I give you the advice or the program about this. So for the sangha or the monk that they are still practicing, they will have the education. They have administration, a development, and reform, a public utility, and a lot of many kinds of management. So we can see this kind of monk still in the enactment. But it's really different from the noble monk or the Ariya Sung. But for noble monks, first they have practiced in samatha and vipassana. Make sure they could make it for 25% until they reach to the Sotapanna level. So this is the first point to practice the mind. Practice samatha and vipassana for the beginning. So do vipassana and samatha until you reach to Sotapanna. And then the second, you keep practice samatha vipassana until your mind reach to the Sakitakami level. That means you stay in Sakitakami path and then you receive the Sakitakami fruit. So make sure you gain this for 50%. And the third one, you practice samatha and vipassana until you stay in the Anakami path and then you receive Anakami fruit. So make sure you can make it for 75%. And for the fourth point, you just lay your life. Before that, your life stay in the circle of suffering. But now, practice samatha and vipassana until you are in the path of arahantamak, and then you receive the arahanta food. So, and the last one, practice samatha and vipassana until you have the four path, four fruit, and the one nirvana arise in your mind. So this is the real duty of the noble monk. Don't need to study or learning something else more than this. Don't need to read from the book. Don't need to write the book. Don't need to carry the book. No difficulty in any searching or asking it from someone else. Because samatha is the peacefulness and vipassana is the brightness. If you can do it for 25%, then Sotapanna will arise. In this point, you will see the dangers of hell. And then when the second point happens for Sakitakami, you will see the danger of sensual desire, which means the sensual desire in lust, in craving, or in satisfaction. And the third point, when you practice samatha vipassana, you will become the anakami. So in this point, you will be bored or tired with the form, with the sound, with the smell, with the contact, with all six senses. And finally, you will extract and remove all the string or the attachment that tie and bind in your mind. And it will destroy all the darkness inside by itself. So this one called Arahantajit. This means the mind of Arahant. Has been destroyed and break the cycle of the suffering. So therefore, many Arahant monks, they have enlightenment in front of the Buddha after they listen the Dharma talk. The defilement end because it's no clanking from attachment. So this is the way it is. And now I live day by day and I teaching for the full path and full fruit and one nirvana to this world, and then later they will have enlightenment the same, and then later we will have the next generation that know samatha, know vipassana. They become a good teacher to teach the world, and then we can make the world stay in the peacefulness and calmness. So when you receive it softly, you know it and feel peace and calm. And your mind is bright and clean. So this means in the end of this world, this world don't need to make any divine love because it's end. It stay in Nirvana already. So this is the goal and my purpose for today. So I have the confidence to tell you that these two Dharma, Samatha and Vipassana, that can progress and can change the human mind. So this is for my point. If you love your life as you were born to be a human, so don't let any mana or conceit stay in your mind. So breathe in, if it's clean, this means you in. And breathe out, if it's clear, this means you in. And don't need to talk to each other. Because for the four path and the four fruit, and one nirvana has no voice inside. One nirvana is free from smell, free from sound or voices. If you don't believe in me, so don't stay with me. Don't take me as your teacher. You should go to somewhere else. Because I want to see how much happiness you will have, how much peacefulness you will have, how much calmness you will have in this world. And this world should be peace and calm by the Dharma. I know not many people will understand it. In the real world of the peacefulness, of the calmness, what is the real world peace? What is the real Dharma peace? So it has been 15 days already in this rain retreat. So right now, what is next 15 days? I just want you to let go. Let's go defilement from your mind. Let's go everything. And then you just stay in the peacefulness and the calmness inside your mind. Especially, let go the Vedana or the feeling. You let go the Vedana of defilement or craving. And then you change to have the Vedana which is happening from the foot and the path of Nirvana. So start from tomorrow. You remove the old things and then you put the new things inside. In this next 15 days, if you cannot do it, you better retire from this practice. For me, it's okay if the leaf fall from the trees. It's no problem. No matter what, how much they are on the ground. But for a person who don't have morality, who don't have the sila, and then he treat himself to become the enemy of the Dharma, he should not stay here. It's not about like I trying to put him away from this temple, but actually I give the direction to a lost person. Okay, this is the end for today for this Dharma talk.